and welcome back, everyone, to Piers Healy High in the Performing Arts Center for our third match of the night. As Aiken has just dispatched Painesville 66-12. And that sets the stage for Piers and Aiken to wrap things up. Pioneers defeated Painesville 71-3. The Pioneers and Gobblers for the second time this season. They met in the Little Falls Quad back on January 19th. Is that just 10 days ago? Well, 19, 29, 10 days. Senior night here at the Performing Arts Center. As the Pioneers defeated Aiken 46-19 at Little Falls. As seniors being introduced here before a nice crowd. The Aiken Gobblers have two losses this year, one of them to Piers, the other one to Black Duck Cass Lake Bena. They defeated Aiken 37-32. So the Pioneers and Gobblers will get started if the same matchup happens at 106. Some mementos and being presented to the Tamala family. Of course, the slogan for the wrestlers this year is grind it on the mat for one who can't, and that's in memory of Jared Tamala, who had been a senior on this year's squad, passed away from cancer in his third grade season. Younger brother Andrew on the team, and now we're getting set to go as the coaches and captains and referees meet at the center mat, and we should get set for Reese Capster and Luke Pilarski, our opening match here tonight. Pioneers and Gobblers here. Pioneers, already a big win tonight. They took care of Painesville 71-3, and Aiken didn't have much more problem with the Bulldogs winning 66-12. We'll see if Aiken can find a way to close the gap, or will the Pioneers hand it to the Gobblers once more? We'll have our first match after this.
Now that the holidays are over, why not treat yourself to what you really want, like a new phone or tablet from Verizon Wireless? Hi, this is Steve from Radio Shack. Stop in now for a great deal on one of the hottest phones, like the Samsung Galaxy S5 or LG G3. Or check out one of the many Verizon tablets, like the Verizon Ellipsis 7, for free after $70 mail-in rebate debit card. It's New Year's sale going on now at Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer on the east side of Little Falls.
New two-year regulation, upgrade, early termination, and other fees may apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more, contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Okay, welcome back. Rick Grammon with you on YouAreThereSports.com as our two opening wrestlers take to the mat. And here we go. Luke Pilarski. Reese Kapsner. Reese pinned Pilarski in Little Falls earlier, and no points yet as Reese on the attack. And there's Pilarski able to squirm away. So no takedown. Reese with a big win, 10-2 over Sean Rue of Painesville, who was ranked ninth. And there's not yet. As hugging that leg is Pilarski. When Piers defeated Aiken 46-19 at that Little Falls Quad, they started the duel with four straight pins. Here is Pilarski trying to switch in and get two. And Pilarski's on the board, 2-0, and now an escape for Reese Kapsner. A lot of energy here in the gym for Piers and Aiken. Underway. 2-1, Pilarski. Pilarski got pinned by Sean Rue in the Aiken-Painesville duel. Now Reese driving him forward and off the mat. 33 seconds left here for Kapsner and Pilarski. Pilarski and Kapsner, both eighth graders. Now they hook up in front of the Pioneer side of the mat. 25 seconds left, pushing each other away. And back at it. Reese, little shove try there. Elbow hook up there. Now Pilarski stepping into Kapsner. He tries to throw. Blocked by Reese. 7 seconds, and they separate. And now here's a good single leg by Pilarski, but Reese is going to be able to withstand. And the time ran out. Pilarski that close to getting a takedown. He will lead Kapsner 2-1 after one. The early lead after a period to Luke Pilarski of Aiken. Now the second period begins. Here is Kapsner driving in. And off the mat they go. 2-1 Pilarski. A record of 14-12. Luke. Again, there's that single shot by Pilarski to get that left leg up. Reese hopping on his right leg, pushing down on the head. Minute 35, and they're out of bounds. 1:36 on the start, both on their feet. Momentarily locking elbows, and each man reaching for the head. Here's Kapsner trying for a throw from his feet. He's trying to throw for a headlock in. He caught the headlock. He got the headlock and back points with Pilarski now to his left side. Not squared up yet, but a lot of time. A minute 14 left in the period. Reese catches a headlock here midway through the period. Now he tilts. Kapsner trying for his second big win of the night. Leaning back with more leverage. He's going to crank on this. He's got room. The shoulders are inside the circle. Reese with 52 seconds left. Leaning back on Pilarski. Trying to tighten that up. Pilarski now in trouble. Now he's switching. And they're out of bounds. Out of bounds, says the referee. But three near fall are awarded. And it's now 6-2 for Reese Kapsner with 43 seconds. And the clean start. Reese immediately attacks in on the waist. Pilarski sits into Kapsner. He looks to his bench to head coach Kevin Lemke for instructions. Reese driving forward. 28 seconds remain in the second. Kapsner up now 6-2 after that 5-point headlock throw. Now he's got that cross face in and back points coming again. Reese with 12 seconds across the chest of Pilarski. 7 seconds. He's going to make it at least 9-2. And the period is going to end. 9-2 Kapsner after two over Pilarski. Pilarski got the first takedown, but it's been all Reese since then. But Reese has to finish now. 2 minutes into on the clock and the third period underway with Kapsner trying to sit out. Faces him, gets to his feet, tries to jack up, throw straight to his back. Is he going to get back points or out of bounds? Referee says you're out of bounds. And Pilarski slow to get up, and the head coach is quickly over. Pilarski landing awkwardly on his left side. Let's hope it's just the wind knocked out of him. 12-2 after those points are awarded now as Reese Kapsner taken control after giving up a takedown to start the match. Piers and Aiken here tonight, starting at 106. Coming up next, we should see Jake Andries against Silas Berg. Andries pinned Berg in Little Falls. Pierce started that day with four pins, but you look back later on in the match, they had three really close wins over three good Aiken wrestlers. So Colton Eichens 3-2 over Noah Landris, Brett Kapsner 3-0 over Chris Jackson, and Matt Kummet 4-0 over Jonah Perrine. So if any of those go the other way in Aiken's favor, that's a big point swing. The final was 46-19 Pioneers. So Pilarski is okay to continue. He resumes his down position in the middle of the mat. We're early in the third, 1:49 to go, as George Daler's got to leave the arena, apparently. Here's a drive forward by Kapsner again, going to that cross face to turn him. Leg secured here for Reese, and now the count begins for Kapsner. He's going to pick up more back points here and try and tighten this up and get the max that he can get. It's going to be 15-2 now as the three near fall are awarded. 15-2 lead. If he cranks him over again, now it becomes a tech fall or a pin. He got a two count out of that, I think. He still has it locked up. Stepping across the chest. Tighten this up, Reese. He's going to get three near fall, and that's going to be a tech fall. 18-2 win. Reese Kapsner starts it with a win. And the Pioneers take the 5-0 lead.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. Are you thinking of buying a home this year? If so, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771. Let me help you find the home that fits your needs. Remember, Dave Fisher at 320-232-7771. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
All right, it's Jake Andrews, Silas Berg, our 113-pound match. Andries with a pin over Berg in their first meeting in Little Falls. Berg goes after the leg, can't secure it. Berg is a sophomore, decent record, 19-9. Andries had a big win for the Pioneers in the win over Painesville. Jake with a tech fall over Alex Majes, 18-2. 5-0 Piers after Kapsner with an opening tech fall. And when you start to compare scores, that's already one bonus point that Aiken has saved from the first match when Kapsner pinned Pilarski. He gives up 5 tonight on the tech fall. And they're off the mat. No points yet here. 56 seconds into the first period for Silas Berg and Jake Andries. Pushing at each other. There's a shot in by Berg. Andries blocked it. And now they are back. Now Jake driving forward, trying to secure something from on top. He will slip off to the side. He's got the leg yet. Berg now up and elevated. Jake trying to drive forward, get the two, and he does. Andries in a kind of a scramble there, picked up the two. For a moment, they both looked like they had a chance to score there, but it was Andries winning, and they're out of bounds. 20 seconds left. Andries riding here for the final 20. He's up 2-0 with that takedown. Here's a roll try by Berg. But Jake stays with now, breaks him down right in the middle of the mat. 10 seconds remaining in period one for Andries and Berg. Up to one knee is Silas Berg, and time will run out in the first. 2-0 for Jake Andries over Silas Berg. Aiken wrestled Tuesday night, beating Royalton Upsala 46-19. Berg received a forfeit in that match. And a caution on Berg on the start. Or was it on Jake? It's on Jake, apparently. There's Jake now standing, driven forward, though, back down to his knees by Berg. Berg Thought about a little tilt try there. 10 seconds into the period, 2-0, Jake Andres over Aiken Silas Berg. Now Jake to his feet and taken back down and out of bounds. Both teams wear black singlets. Piers with the red and gray highlights. Aiken, a blank back in front. And now Andres reaches back for the head of Berg. Jake trying to Gramby into this. Does he have the reverse yet? No, but he's got that leg and head, and now he's going to turn and switch into two. He didn't get the Gramby reverse, but he had enough control, and now he's up 4-0. Now he picks the left ankle up. Driving on Berg. Berg now bellies out to the mat. He'll try and defend from underneath. Looks like Jake wants to try a cradle, searching for an opening underneath. Drives that leg forward again. The ankle reaches underneath the head. Under a minute to go. Berg reaching back. He's got the left leg of Jake hooked up. Now he grabs Jake's right elbow. He might drive forward into this. He's trying to lock up a Gramby of his own possibly. Couldn't grasp it though. Jake still with control. 40 seconds left. Second period, 4-0 lead, Jake Andres over Silas Berg of Aiken. Berg tilting forward on his forehead and knees. Pressing down on the shoulder blades with his midsection is Jake Andres. Checks out the time situation. It shows 18 seconds. 12 to go. Andres up 4-0 here. Nearing the end of period two, Piers gets a tech fall from Reese Kapsner over Luke Pilarski of Aiken to start the match. And there's the end of the period. 4-0 Andres, choice to Berg. And we'll see, he wants to go down here in period three. Andres will start on top. Pioneer girls basketball team should be tipping off in about 10 minutes across the hallway over at the Memorial Athletic Center. They've got Kimball in town tonight. Berg reaches back to secure the leg of Jake. Jake still driving forward. Possible cradle coming here. Jake puts that head into the rib cage, pushing him forward. And he's tilting him now. He's got him to his side. Can he leverage him over? A minute 33 to go in the match. Jake has the cradle locked up. All he's got to do is tilt him enough. Lifts him. Tilts him. Oh, he didn't square him up. He got to his knees. But Jake still has a possible cradle. It's not real tight yet. Just lean forward there, Jake. He's hoisting him up and then tilting him. 1:10 to go. Andres with a good cradle now. There, ooh, near the edge. Andres still working hard on this as Berg just hugging that leg of Andres. That's the only thing preventing him from getting turned to his back right now. He is holding on for dear life as we're down to 50 seconds and he's finally out of bounds. Restart with 50 seconds left. 4-0 lead for Piers' Jake Andres. Two of the top contenders in Section 7A. Black Duck and Holdingford will be heard from for certain come Section Tournament time, which isn't that far off around the corner. The restart, 33 seconds. Andres has that ankle up in the air. Going back to the cradle again. He's going to pull. Oh, here comes Berg switching. Berg with the reverse. He lost the cradle and gave up two, and now it's 4-2 with 17 seconds left. Now Jake Andres to his feet. 12 seconds left. He'll hoist Jake back down to the mat. Final five. Andres trying to switch. Andres turning back, and there's the period and the match. 4-2 win for Jake Andres. 8-0 Pioneers. And our next match is next.
The Insurance Shop, with offices in Pierce and Foley, would like to ask you these simple questions. Are you adequately covered in the event that you're involved in an auto accident? What are your limits of liability? If you're injured or cause injury, are you covered? What members of your household are covered? Are you maximizing your savings under your current policy? For answers to these questions and more, contact the Insurance Shop. Ron works with 15 different auto companies, so he's able to find you the best policy to fit your auto insurance needs. In the Pierce area, call him at 468-6177, and in the Foley area, give him a call at 968-6217. The Insurance Shop, your independent insurance agent, a proud supporter of our local student athletes.
All right. We are underway at 120 pounds for the Pioneers. It's Brandon Ortman. And for Aiken, it is Jake Broughton. And Ortman got a quick takedown, but he's dinged up over there on his right leg. He's cramping up. That's a cramp in the right calf. So the Pioneers lead the duel 8-0. And again, going back to compare the previous result, the Gobblers have saved 14 points through two matches. At this point in Little Falls, Pierce was up 12-0. So Ortman trying to walk that off. Ortman, in the duel with Aiken the first go-round, faced Bryce Howley and pinned him at 126. Jake Broughton wasn't in the lineup that night. And a caution on Brandon as he started early. 2-0 lead for Brandon Ortman over, and another caution on Ortman. That's two, and he's asking now, what am I doing? Referee will tell him exactly what he's doing. And now a clean start. Broughton tried to turn in. Ortman goes after the legs, wheelbarrowing him forward and almost into the score table. Broughton is a senior, 14-6. Quick stand up. Ortman keeps control, though, and again, they're out of bounds. That doesn't take long. And with a minute 21 to go, there's Ortman stopping the stand up, anticipating that move, and he whipped him right back down to the mat. Now Ortman ties up the legs, drives him forward. Broughton reaches for the arm of Brandon Ortman. 1:03 to go, first period. Ortman up 2-0 on Jake Broughton of Aiken. Pioneers 8, Gobblers 0. Brandon Ortman. Ortman earlier tonight with a win, a pin over Cameron Schmidt of Painesville. 35 seconds left. Ortman still with the legs thrown in, controlling the lower half of Broughton. 22 to go. Neither of these kids ranked, but I would think that they were right on the edge of being ranked. Brandon certainly capable of being in the top 10 at 120. 7 seconds left. Ortman still riding, left hip side, and the period ends with Ortman ahead of Jake Broughton, 2-0. At this weight class in Little Falls, it was Cole Browsen pinning his opponent. He pinned Kane Owens to make it 18-0 at that point. So period two begins. They're on their feet. And Broughton tries to shoot. Here comes Ortman sneaking behind, grabbing the leg, and he's got him stacked up. Ortman's got him stacked. Near fall points. Brandon, he's got Broughton all kinds of hurt. Right arm extended with his leg. Brandon controlling the right arm of Broughton. Broughton with his shoulders to the mat almost. That has got to be close. A minute and a half to go yet. Broughton shot in and Brandon caught him. Can he finish it here? He's got both arms pinned back, and now somehow Broughton freed his left arm and rolled to his right side. So the three near fall points makes it 7-0. Brandon Ortman still working, and now he stacks him up again. Ortman trying to pin here. Brandon Ortman has Broughton on his back and shoulders, legs up in the air to pin, draw the big roar from the crowd. A big pin for Brandon Ortman. A huge win for Brandon Ortman. He put him right to his back, lifted those legs straight up in the air, and that extends the Pioneer lead to 14-0. And that turns us over now to Luke Gertz and Bryce Hogley. So it's 14-0. Here's Gertz on the attack, driving forward. Get your head out and get two. Hogley defending, and now the head comes out, and the two are awarded. 2-0 Gertz. When Piers and Aiken met, this kid that Luke is facing got pinned by Ortman. Brandon pinned him at 126. Luke didn't wrestle that duel against the Gobblers. Teague Eichens was in there. 2-0 lead for Luke, and he's going Gramby here. Now there's a reversal as Hogley got the better of that. So he ties it up at 2, but Luke's still in scoring position here. 105 to go. Gertz and Hogley wrestling at 126. And Gertz almost secured the Gramby, but Hogley rolled him back over. 50 seconds remaining. Gertz on his knees. Hogley over his back, reaching for Luke's left ankle. Luke reached for the head, didn't get it. Now Luke has the elbow, sucks that in under his chest. Pulls it even further. That helps tilt Hogley back over his back. Luke doesn't have the leg, though, yet. 30 seconds remaining. 2-2 the score between Luke Gertz and Bryce Hogley. Luke still. If he can get his head out, here it comes. There it is. Reversal. Not yet, though. Hogley still has the leg. But he got, there's the reverse. 4-2. 10 seconds left. So Luke Gertz takes the lead back. In on the waist ride now. Cheap tilt. He got a one count. A one count. Referee says neutral, no points. So 4-2, Luke Gertz leads after one period. Bryce Hogley, a junior, 15-8. And the start with Gertz underneath. Gertz up and reaching for that wrist of Hogley. Just underway in the second period. Gertz searching for that Gramby. He's got the leg. Now controlling the ankle of Luke is Hogley, pulling that forward like an old-fashioned water pump. 1.5 to go. Gertz now turns into Hogley, grabs the leg, spins, steps across the body of Hogley, drive forward and get two, and there he does. 6-2 now for Luke Gertz. And Gertz now attacks the waist, driving forward. Hogley trying to spin and turn in. Hogley reaches for the head. Luke reaches underneath for the chin. And Hogley wisely said, I better get out of that situation, and goes right to his belly. 1 minute to go. 6-2 lead for Luke Gertz. And they're off the mat. The next time the Pioneers are on the mat, they're over at Long Prairie Gray Eagle Tuesday night. Is there youth tournaments this weekend, Aaron? Up to Cass Lake. Okay. What grades are that? K through six. Okay. Team or individual? Team. All right. The restart. 48 seconds. Here's Hogley spinning into Luke. He might come around and get his two. He does. So Hogley gets a reverse. Hits second time. 6-4. But guess what Luke's looking for? Nope. Didn't get it. Hogley pulls the left arm of Luke under Luke's chest. Driving him forward now. 30 seconds remaining. It's a 6-4 lead for Luke Gertz over Aiken's Bryce Hogley. Cradle try possible for Hogley. No, he's back to driving forward. He's got the arm and the ankle pushing forward. 12 seconds left in period two. Piers leading Aiken 14-0 through three weights. Now Hogley switches off to the left side. He's got a cradle here, but he doesn't have time to do anything with it. Period over. 6-4 Gertz after two. JV match going on the adjacent mat. Gertz will be riding here to begin the third in decisive period. Here's a stand-up by Hogley and driven back down by Gertz. Throws the legs in. Gertz now has the legs. Now he reaches underneath for the crossface. Can he crank it over? He's neutral, says the ref, but he's got Hogley to his side. All he's got to do is turn him. There's the count starting. He's got a crossface on the Turk in. Near fall points coming for Luke Gertz. Gertz will try and follow up Brandon Ortman's pin with one of his own. 1:25 to go, third period. Gertz with a good crossface in. Now he lost that. He still has the legs. Hogley trying to face him, sitting up. Luke gets that left arm. Now he's going to turn this into a headlock. Hogley's still cranked over, though. He's got a half Nelson, and now they're facing each other on their knees. Hogley trying to free himself. There's a three near fall. 9-4 Gertz with 55 seconds left. Hogley trying to free his head and get two. He reverses him. 9-6. Here's Gertz caught in a cradle. Hogley catches Gertz in a cradle. He's got him pretty tight. Hogley has 35 seconds. Hogley working for a pin to bring Aiken back into it. The Aiken fans on their feet. Gertz now caught in a near side cradle by Bryce Hogley. He's going to at least tie up the match. 9-9. 18 seconds. He got off his back, though. 9-9. 12 seconds. Luke Gertz and Bryce Hogley are tied at 9. We could be looking at overtime here. If he can free himself, Luke would get it. Nope, we're going to go to overtime. 9-9. 9-9 overtime coming at 1:26. Bryce Hogley and Luke Gertz, they start on their feet. 1 minute. First wrestler to score wins. Gertz and Hogley lock up. Shot in by Hogley. Didn't get it. Luke reaching back for the leg. Hogley, though, near possible cradle locked up. He's almost got the cradle on Luke. Luke trying to hold on to that leg. He lost the grip. Now if Hogley gets this, he's going to win this match. And there's the two. He'll win it in overtime. Hogley comes back to win 11-9 overtime decision. And Aiken wins their first match. It's Piers 14, Aiken 3.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Ethan Lochner. We'd like to take this time to thank all our sponsors which allow this event to be broadcast. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Piers High School be the best. Congratulations to our AAA winners this year, Kyle Becker and Shelby Bolzer, as well as our XL winners, Aaron Weber and Noel Ruick. As winter sports seasons are in full swing, come and check out the action. Get involved in Piers athletics, music, and activities. Happy New Year.
We go to 138. For Aiken, it's Tyler Bear. And for Piers, Andrew Tamala. Bear, a junior, a record of 20-8. Tamala and Bear here with the score now 14-3, Pioneers. An overtime win for Bryce Haugley over Luke Gertz. And out of bounds as Tamala drove into Bear. Andrew did not wrestle against Aiken in Little Falls. Bear pinned Luke Gertz. 125 just underway. Piers 14, Aiken 3. Reese Kapsner with a tech fall over Luke Pilarski. Jake Andres 4-2 over Silas Berg. Brandon Ortman pinned Jake Broughton to make it 14-zip. And then Bryce Haugley just won an 11-9 overtime decision over Luke Gertz. Now Tamala driving forward. No points yet. Tamala, though, with Bear hugging onto the ankle. 52 seconds remaining. Opening period for Tamala and Bear. Piers 14, Aiken 3. And we get a stalemate. Stalemate is called. They'll come back to the middle on their feet. We've had no points yet. Tamala's been the aggressor. Tamala drops down to a knee, comes back up. Bear looking for an opening. Tamala. They mirror each other. Now here's Bear trying an attack, blocked by Andrew. 22 seconds left. Back to their feet they come, and they push each other away and reestablish their position in the middle. 15 seconds left. Tamala is blocked by Bear coming in. Tamala now, he's in deep. Can he get the two? Two takedown with 7 seconds left, and they're out of bounds. So Tamala scores first with about 7 seconds remaining. 2-0 lead for Andrew Tamala. Bear in the down position. He'll try and score late in the period. Andrew grabs that ankle to prevent any escape, and the period ends. 2-0 Tamala over Bear after one. And it'll be on their feet to begin period two. Tamala with a late first period takedown, the only point so far. And they come together. Bear a little bit taller than Andrew. Andrew tries to shoot. Bear blocked that. Andrew underneath Bear, driving forward, reaching for the leg, still reaching, tries again, and they're going to go off the edge over there in front of the Pioneer bench. We are in the Performing Arts Center tonight as the girls basketball team underway at home across the way against Kimball. Kimball beat Piers and girls hoops by 2, 57-55 down in Kimball earlier this year. So looking for a little retribution for Coach Teske's squad. 120 to go. 2-0 lead. Andrew Tamala wrestling at 132 pounds. Bear reaching for hands. Grabs the elbow, pushed away by Tamala. Now they're over there in front of the Aiken bench. Bear trying to secure a takedown, but he's out of bounds. Coach Lamke says, oh, I think that was close enough to give it to us, don't you think, Mr. Ref? Not so. 1 minute to go. Now Andrew, good shot in, but ooh, he kind of corkscrewed away as he came in. If he would have gone straight forward, he might have had that, but Andrew knows more about it than I do. 42 seconds. Andrew's got a late first period takedown, and we're near the end of period two with no points coming in this period. Now they're off the mat in front of the Aiken crowd that has made the trip down here. They always follow their wrestling team very well, and they've done it again tonight. Tamala will dive in at the ankle. Dancing back is Bear. 20 seconds to go. Still 2-0 lead for Andrew Tamala. Ten seconds. They lock up near the edge. Stall on Andrew Tamala. A stall call with 4 seconds left. And the restart comes with the men on their feet. And period three will start with Tamala up 2-0, but he's got a stall warning against him. Right now it's Piers 14, Aitken 3 after four matches. First time they met, Piers was up 24-0. So Aitken has saved already 11 team points. Here's the start, period three. This was a 6-point win for Aitken at 132 in Little Falls in mid-January. Underneath is Tamala. He leads the match 2-0 over Tyler Bear. Tamala to his feet, trying to free and get out. He does, an escape. 3-0 now. Tamala with the lead, and they go off. They'll come back to the middle with exactly a minute and a half to go. Tamala dives in. Headlock try to throw. He didn't get it. Bear, he slipped off. Now Tamala's got the leg, trying to elevate. Pop your head out and get two, Andrew. But, oh, he's caught in a cradle. Bear caught him in a cradle. Oh, boy. This is going to be tight for Tyler Bear. Tamala shot in and got caught in a tight cradle. A spladle. And there's the pin. Oh, big turnaround there. And the Gobblers have tightened it up. It's 14-9.
For the big game, it's fast approaching, and we don't want you to miss any of the action. Hi, this is Steve from Radio Shack. Imagine watching the Super Bowl on an 84-inch screen in crystal clear 4K Ultra HD. We can make it happen. With our lineup of LG TVs, we have the TV for you, no matter what size, room, or budget you have. Plus, we offer installation and setup to take the hassle off of you. Throw the ultimate Super Bowl party this year with help from Radio Shack, your LG TV headquarters on the east side of Little Falls.
We are back in Piers, where Jacob Hagestoon is out there for Aitken, and Jalen Jansen works a takedown to take the early lead. Hagestoon and Jansen here. A pin by Tyler Bear has closed this one to 14-9. These two did not meet in Little Falls. Hagestoon ended up with a 9-2 win over Teague Eichens that match. Jansen faced Dan Nordin at 145 and lost a major. 2-0 lead for Jalen Jansen over Jacob Hagestoon of Aitken. Now here is Jansen throwing the legs over. He couldn't crank that over. Jalen, an aggressive takedown here in the opening period to grab the lead early. In around the waist, horses him forward, taking the base out from underneath. 50 seconds remaining. Hagestoon just a shade over 500 at 11-9. He's a sophomore. 37 seconds and they're off the map. 2-0 lead. Back-to-back wins for the Gobblers. Bryce Haugley in overtime, 11-9 over Luke Gertz. Tyler Bear pinning Andrew Tamala. And it went from 14-0 to 14-9. Here is Jansen, left hip side. He's looking for that cheap tilt, I believe. He's in around the waist. He's got his right hand underneath the waist of Hagestoon, who's standing up, and Jalen breaks him back down to the mat. 10 seconds left. 2-0 lead for Jalen Jansen. Now Hagestoon to his feet, but Jansen controlling and riding him out. 1.3 remaining. And we'll have one more restart in the middle to end the period here. Down is Hagestoon, and he will start early. A caution on Hagestoon. He's got a brother coming up here. And there's the horn ending the period. I think he does. Let's see. I thought there were two Haga students. Jacob Hagestoon and maybe not. Here comes a switch, and Hagestoon will get two. And we are tied at two. Hagestoon and Jansen now, 2-2. Jansen trying to free himself from underneath. Hagestoon controlling the right arm of Jalen Jansen, trying to secure the legs. Doesn't, though. Still off to the right hip side. Jansen out near the upper half of the mat over there. Minute and a half left, second period, in a now 2-2 score. We are wrestling at 138 pounds right now. Now Jansen to his feet, reaches up for a headlock throw, but he's out of bounds. Jansen and Hagestoon. This has the earmarks of something that could get pretty interesting here. Two wins for Aiken when they were behind in matches to tighten this one up. Both Gertz and Tamala had leads and lost. Third period leads. Now we get a contact lens issue, I believe. 109 to go, second period. Hagestoon 2, Jansen 2. And a start, quick switch turn by Jalen. Now he reverses field, but Hagestoon controls him. Hagestoon pulls the left arm of Jalen up tight against his belly, tries to tilt him. Cheap tilt is on. Jalen gives up a two count. So Hagestoon is going to take the lead here, 4-2 on a cheap tilt. Now Jalen back to his belly. 45 seconds left, period two. Another tilt try. Jansen, though, switching. Jalen coming around. Hagestoon still around the waist, driving forward and reestablishes control. Jalen got close, but Hagestoon able to maintain. And they're out of bounds with 29 seconds left. Hagestoon being encouraged on by the Aiken fans here. And the start. Jansen to his feet. Hagestoon around his waist. Jalen trying to free hands. Hagestoon snaps him back down. 18 seconds left. Hagestoon is up over Jansen, 4-2. Jansen comes on a switch. Jansen might have some big moves here. He's got him to his back for near fall with 10 seconds left. Jansen has Hagestoon in trouble. Does he have time to finish? 2-1, and the period ends. Oh, a late switch there. That's a big 5-point move, though, for Jalen Jansen. In the final 10 seconds, Jansen went from behind 4-2 to leading 7-4 heading into the third. The reverse and took him right to his back for 3 points. So the third period underway. Hagestoon to his feet. Jansen pushing him forward and off the mat. 7-4 lead for Jalen Jansen. And we get a caution on Jalen. Jalen's right arm moved a little bit. And now we get a clean start. Jalen elevates the hips, drives forward, hooks the leg, throws the cross face in. Jalen with Hagestoon balled up underneath him with a minute 40 left in the third. And Hagestoon is up and out for an escape. An escape makes it 7-5. And now they're both on their feet. Hagestoon will look for a takedown to tie it. He tries it, blocked by Jalen. A minute 25 to go. Hagestoon tries for a throw, missed it. Jalen, did he catch him? He's almost got him turned. He's able to, oh, he lost it and gave up a takedown. Hagestoon has tied this up at 7. Jalen had him close, but slipped off. Now it's 7-7 with a minute 5 to go in the third. A dandy here. Jalen is up. Jalen trying to throw a headlock. Hagestoon still around the waist. A neutral spot. Jalen caught him in a reverse into his back. Jansen's got him in the middle of the mat. A tight headlock. Jalen for his second big reversal here. 45 seconds. He is right in the Pioneer logo in the middle of the mat. Trying a big turn here. Jansen trying to lean back on a finishing headlock. Leaning back, looking up. He's got his man in the middle of the mat. Haugesten. Haugesten twisting left and right. Reaches up, trying to bear hug and torque Jalen over. 20 seconds left. Jansen still has that headlock on Haugesten. Haugesten on his back. 10 seconds to go. Jalen trying for a big pin here. Haugesten to his right side. He's going to survive, but Jansen will win a key match. Jansen wins a good match. That's a good battle right there. Jansen wins it 12-7. And the Pioneers are back in the win column and now lead Aiken 17-9.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Ethan Lochner. We'd like to take this time to thank all our sponsors which allow this event to be broadcast. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Pierce High School be the best. Congratulations to our AAA winners this year, Kyle Becker and Shelby Bolzer, as well as our XL winners, Aaron Weber and Noel Ruick. As winter sports seasons are in full swing, come and check out the action. Get involved in Pierce athletics, music, and activities. Happy New Year and go.
All right, we turn things over now to Dan Nordine of Aiken and Lane Gertz of Pierce, the 145-pounders. Pierce has a 17-9 lead. These two did not face each other in Little Falls. Lane wrestled 45 that night. I should say 52. Nordine was at 45. Nordine majored Jalen Jansen. Lane majored Jake Peterson that night. So both of these guys picked up 4 points for their team in Little Falls in mid-January. 17-9 Pierce following the Jalen Jansen win. We've gone just over a minute without a point here. Nordine and Lane Gertz. Gertz, a good aggressive attack. Takedown for two. Driving forward. And it's a 2-0 lead now for Lane Gertz with 40 seconds remaining. Pulling him back inside the circle. Hand around the waist, arm around the waist. Now switches off to the left side, and when he does, he's out of bounds. So with 29 seconds left, Gertz has taken a 2-0 lead on Aiken's Dan Nordine. Nordine is a senior, 18-9. Lane quickly steps across the body, breaks him back down to his belly. 22 seconds left here. 145 match. We've wrestled 6 matches. Pierce has 4 wins. They also have pins are even. Ortman with a pin, Bear with a pin. Here's a tilt try coming from Lane Gertz. 2 seconds. He's not going to get it, though. Bear or Nordine bottoms out, and the period is over. 2-0 lead, Lane Gertz over Dan Nordine. And we've got blood time. Lane got nicked, and so he'll go over to the bench area. This would be a spot where Jared Novak would be going. Understand Novak might be back in the Aiken lineup after a long absence pretty soon. Just in time to get a few matches under his belt and get ready for section wrestling. Aiken. Novak is ranked right now number 4, although he hasn't wrestled in a long, long time. So I guess the respect factor is in play there. Coach Lamke instructing Nordine while Lane Gertz being attended to over on the bench area. Both of these teams are not ranked in the top 12 in Class A. They are both, however, listed in the lean and mean. So is Holdingford. Now, Gertz ready to go. And we are underway again with second period action. Nordine trying to sit. Gertz elevates the leg. Couldn't secure it, though. Couldn't throw that leg through. As they scramble and back down to the mat. Novak right now, even if he's not in the lineup, he's the only Aiken wrestler that is ranked in the top 10, but of course, rankings don't mean a whole lot. Noah Landris was ranked, and he's certainly worthy of it. We might see him and Colton Eichens in a little bit. Matter of fact, we might see them next. That would be a rematch. Brett and Landris. Now it's Lane lifting Nordine up, and they're off the mat. 1:10 to go. Piers leads Aiken 17-9 on senior night. Now Gertz going after that left ankle of Nordine. Nordine extending his arms out in front. Lane lifting that leg, trying that jump Turk. Can't get it yet. Nordine now to his knees, trying to sit, rolling. Blocked by Lane Gertz. 50 seconds remaining. And they're out of bounds as Nordine kind of sat back in the lane, and they tumble out of bounds in front of the Aiken faithful here. Reese Kapsner, Jake Andries, Brandon Ortman. One to make it 14-0, and then back-to-back wins by Bryce Haugley and Tyler Bear made it 14-9, and Jalen Jansen, a win, made it 17-9. Now Lane has the leg secured with that Turk. He's got 35 seconds. Nordine holding the right wrist of Lane to prevent the crossface. Then Lane freed it, and now he slams that crossface in. He's got 25 seconds to turn him. Nordine underneath. Now bridging up, Lane bumps him forward. 15 seconds left, 2-0 lead for Lane Gertz. Gertz, third at South St. Paul last Saturday. Final 3 seconds. And that'll be the score after two. 2-0, Lane Gertz. Gertz is down to begin the third period in the referee's position, so Nordine climbs on board. Lane quickly to his feet, turns into him as he was being lifted. Should get one if he doesn't get two. He's going to get one into two. There's the reversal for Gertz to go up 4-0. A 4-0 lead now for Lane Gertz. Crossface is coming. Boy, Nordine puts that chin right down on the mat. But Lane found a way to almost sneak that arm through. Gertz with a 4-0 lead, a minute 25 to go. Piers up in the duel, 17-9. Right in the middle of the mat, Gertz has the lower legs of Nordine controlled, and we get a stalemate called. 1:13 left. Gertz and Nordine going at it. And the whistle. Clean start. In on the waist. Still working. Hip side right is Lane Gertz. Nordine reaches back for the ankle. Lane pulls back on the right elbow of Nordine. Under a minute left. Now he's cranking on the left shoulder of Nordine with 45 to go. And we're going to get a restart coming. 45 seconds left. It was a caution, I think, on Nordine. And now we start. Final period. 4-0 lead for Gertz. Driving through, elevating that jump Turk, but boy, keeping those ankles together. Not now he gets the legs in. But Nordine not going to give up that crossface. 20 seconds to go. Now Nordine sitting, 15 seconds, trying to free the hands. 10 seconds. And Lane Gertz will pick up a win for the Pioneers. 4-0 over Dan Nordine. And it's 20-9, Pioneers.
Are you ready for the big game? It's fast approaching, and we don't want you to miss any of the action. Hi, this is Steve from Radio Shack. Imagine watching the Super Bowl on an 84-inch screen in crystal clear 4K Ultra HD. We can make it happen. With our lineup of LG TVs, we have the TV for you, no matter what size, room, or budget you have. Plus, we offer installation and setup to take the hassle off of you. Throw the ultimate Super Bowl party this year with help from Radio Shack, your LG TV headquarters on the east side of Little Falls.
152-pounders up next. That means Colton Eichens for the Pioneers. Jake Peterson gets the call for Aiken. No score, just underway. Eichens attacking. Can't get in deep on the waist as they are out of bounds. Here's 20, Aiken 9. Peterson coming off a tournament championship up at the Skip Nalen on Saturday. There's a roll, and there's a press by Eichens. He's going to take him to his back at near fall points. Now he's going to switch into a headlock and try and pin him here. Colton leaning back. He's got a ton of time left, a minute 20 in the first. Eichens on his left side across the chest of Peterson. Peterson, when he wrestled against Piers in Little Falls, got beat by Lane Gertz 14-1 that night. Eichens had a 3-2 win over Noah Landris. Now there's an escape as Peterson able to get to his feet, and it's 5-1. Colton Eichens with the lead midway through period one. Eichens won the title at the Veldman Invite Saturday. So two tournament champions from Saturday head-to-head here at 152. Peterson, and in on the single is Eichens, that he couldn't secure it as really sprawling those hips back, Peterson. Both on their feet. There's another shot in by Colton. Near the edge, grabs that ankle, near side ankle, pulls him forward, and gets two. That was a nifty little move there by Colton. He had him around the waist with his right arm, and then near the edge, reached with his left hand to pull the ankle in to make sure that Peterson wasn't going to escape out of bounds and lose the 2 points, and Colton got the two, and he's up 7-1 now with 17 seconds left. Now he's got Peterson underneath. Peterson. And Colton with 5 seconds, trying to horse him over with a half. And he's not going to have time as Peterson able to defend underneath. And after one, Eichens leads Peterson 7-1. This, I think, is something Colton wants to get bonus points for here for the Pioneers. Colton had to use a reversal in the final 2 seconds in his first match tonight to win 2-0. It was 0-0, and he reversed Jacob Majes of Painesville in the final two for the match's only 2 points. There's a caution on Eichens underneath. Second period. And now we get a caution again on Colton. Next one's a point. JV match is over as they're shaking hands. And now we get a clean start. Eichens underneath, quickly reaches back for the leg for the Granby. He turned that one into a Granby in a hurry. If he frees that head, he'll get it. And reaches back for the Peterson head, gets two. And it's a 9-1 lead now for Eichens. It's into major category. Now it's a cheap tilt. He's going to pick up near fall points. And he threw two scoring moves on in 20 seconds. Now he's going cradle. He's throwing the book at Peterson here. Minute and a half to go. There's the three near fall, 12-1. Colton Eichens. Now Peterson underneath Colton. Looking at the ref and says, "You want to blow the whistle or should I?" And the referee says, "I'll do it. It's in my mouth." 20-9, Pioneers. We are at 152. Piers again won this duel in Little Falls, 46-19. Aishans with a 12-1 lead and a minute to go in the second period. We should see Brett Kapsner against Noah Landris. Might be the highlight match here coming up. Landris was in the rankings, and Brett is currently ranked number 3 at 170. Here's a cradle being worked here by Aishans, trying to lock it up. Almost got it. Now he turns it into a front press, and he's got his man to his back. He elevates the head, trying to pin him here. And there's the pin for Aishans, a big one. That's a big win for Colton Aishans as he pins Jake Peterson to make it 26-9. The Pioneers now lead it, and it'll be Matt Cummett up next.
Good evening, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. Is 2015 the year you are considering selling your home? If so, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771. Let me guide you through the process of selling your home. Remember, I will work for you 24/7, 365. Again, that's Dave Fisher at 320-232-7771.
Matt Cummett out on the mat against Aiken's Chris Jackson, as the Pioneers now lead this duel 26-9 over the Gobblers. Cummett and Jackson on their feet. Cummett was a 4-0 winner over Jonah Perrine of Aiken when the two teams met. Matt wrestled 182 that night. Here comes Jackson spinning, and they're out of bounds. Jackson faced Brett Kapsner that night, and Brett beat him 3-0. 50 seconds into the first, no score yet. We've had low-scoring first periods. Here is the middle of the orders battling it out. That pin for Aishans gives Piers now the 2-1 lead in pin counts over Aiken. Brandon Ortman had one. Colton Aishans adds one. The Aiken pin belongs to Tyler Bear. No score, 48 seconds left. Matt Cummett at 160 against Chris Jackson. Now Jackson reaching under the arm. Matt trying to swing him by is Jackson. Pushing down on Matt's head, trips in on the leg, almost got the two. Good whizzer by Cummett. Cummett back to his feet, reaching for the leg. Now Matt twisting underneath. And Matt now will turn, and Jackson is almost in trouble here, and Matt gets two. Boy, that is good wrestling there by Matt Cummett. And he scores in the final 10 seconds to take the lead. That is not panicking. Cummett, great Matt awareness there and able to make something out of nothing there in the scramble. And Matt leads it 2-0 in the choice for Jackson, and he wants to go on his feet with Matt Cummett. So the second period begins. Cummett and Jackson. Cummett has his head. Now Jackson shoots in, tries to drive forward. He got the leg of Matt, gets two. No, they waved it off. Referee waved it off as Matt grabbed the leg. And now Matt's coming around. Matt, he's got the legs in for two. He's going to be up 4-0. Couldn't crank him over, but now he's in riding position. So 4-0 now for Cummett. 45 seconds into the second period. Chris Jackson, 17-11, a senior for the Gobblers. And they're out of bounds. So Jackson and Cummett come back to the middle with a minute 5 to go. Here's 26, Aiken 9. Driving him forward, Kummet. Jackson trying to turn to his left from a seated position. Matt driving him forward, now bracing across his back. Not really off to one side or the other right now. Now flattening him out underneath. He'll work from the left side. 42 seconds left. Kummet trying to thread that arm through underneath. Looking for chopping at the right elbow. Breaking him down, trying to tilt him there on the far side. Scrambling near the edge is Jackson. They might get called for out of bounds. Now they come a little bit more inside the ring. And the referee says, nope, you're out. 19 seconds left. 4-0 lead for Matt Kummet over Aiken's Chris Jackson. Tomorrow night, we've got boys basketball as Belgrade Brutinel Rosa will be here tomorrow night. And then Saturday, the boys go to Painesville for a 2:30 start. Here's Kummet in on the legs, throws the hips over, and neutral yet, says the ref, and that's the way the period ends. After two, Kummet over Jackson, 4-0. Matt's choice. He'll go down, I believe. Yep. So Kummet from underneath to start the third. And a clean start. Matt ducks that shoulder, tries to roll. He can almost come out here. Matt, nope. Jackson with good control there. Matt looked like he was about to free the head, but now Jackson rides, pulls that left arm back behind the head of Matt Kummet. 20 seconds into period three. Kummet's up 4-0 here. Pulls that arm in of Jackson now. Jackson pushes him forward. Matt reaches for that Gramby. He's got the leg part of it. Frees that arm. Jackson pushing down on the back of Matt. Matt is almost turning into Jackson fully here. 1:15 to go. 4-0 lead for Matt Kummet over Chris Jackson. Now Matt will get up and out for a point. There's the escape to make it 5-0. So a throw and back point still in play here for Jackson. We've got a minute to go. 5-0 lead for Matt Kummet over Aiken's Chris Jackson. Jackson tries to shoot, blocked by Matt. Here's a throw attempt again, and he caught Matt that time. Did he get a count? No, Matt able to corkscrew. He got the takedown, but didn't get the back points. So it should be 5-2. Coach Lamke saying, cut him loose, cut him loose. Time ticking down. Matt not allowing to be cut loose. He says, I like the leg here. Matt picks that ankle now. All this is doing is taking time out when Coach Lamke wanted his guy to cut him loose and go takedowns here, try for that throw and back point. But Matt alertly not allowing that. And valuable seconds ticking off. Under 10 to go. 5-2 for Matt Kummet over Chris Jackson. And that looks like that's going to be the final here. It is a 5-2 win for Matt Kummet. Pioneers add 3 to the lead, and it's 29-9.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Ethan Lochner. We'd like to take this time to thank all our sponsors which allow this event to be broadcast. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Pierce High School be the best. Congratulations to our AAA winners this year, Kyle Becker and Shelby Bozer, as well as our XL winners, Aaron Weber and Noel Ruick. As winter sports seasons are in full swing, come and check out the action. Get involved in Pierce athletics, music, and activities. Happy New Year. And go.
Okay, we go to 170. Aiken puts out Noah Landris. Coach Jensen counters with Cody Meyer. Landris gets the early takedown. 2-0 here. A minute and a half gone, or I should say left in the first period. Pierce leading Aiken 29-9. Landris will cut him loose. 2-1 now. Cody had a pin in his match against Painesville. Landris had to work hard for a win over Anthony Wentland. 3-1. They're on their feet. Cody with his hand behind the head of Landris. Landris took Colt Nations to the wire in Little Falls, losing 3-2. Here is a near headlock throw, and now Cody switches to a headlock, and nothing happens. They both momentarily went for the headlock, and neither got it. 1 minute left in the period. 2-1 lead, and now Landris will score on a takedown. 4-1. Lead with 45 seconds left. There's a stall on Cody Meyer. Called for stall warning. And now Landris hooks him up, tries to throw, missed the throw, and out of bounds. Landris and Meyer going at it here. 36 seconds remain in the first. Peering in at each other, and little paw at the head by Cody. Cody taps him on the forehead again. Now they come together. 22 seconds left. 29-9. Pioneers have won four straight. Now a shot in on an ankle pick by Landris. Cody hugs over the back. 9 seconds. See if he can sustain this and get at least a stalemate or don't give up points here late. Landris elevates, turns. Does he get two? Yes. With less than a second, Landris scores. Cody just kind of slaps his hands in frustration, knowing he let that one get away. If he could have just held on. But it goes as a takedown for Landris with less than a second left. And it's 6-2, Landris after one. Landris was ranked earlier this year. He's no longer ranked. He certainly is one of the favorites to represent Section 7A at whatever weight he goes at here in a couple of weeks when the individuals happen. He is 23-3 this year, 24-3 with his win tonight. And Meyer has the leg of Landris. Landris pushing down on Cody's head. Now he throws a little bit of a crossface in, driving forward. Cody's getting tilted here and to his side, able to get a little bit more. But Landris still almost has him tilted here. Leg secured by Noah Landris. Doesn't have the back points yet. Minute 18 to go in the second. Cody able to defend out of that. Good job by Meyer. Now Cody back in a more stable position on his knees, trying to lean forward. Here comes a headlock throw by Landris. Landris. Now Cody up to his feet and gets out. 6-3. Meyer with the escape, and they're both back on their feet now with 50 seconds remaining second period. Landris and Meyer hook up. Now an underhook by Landris, pushing him forward. 38 seconds remain. Second period, 6-3. Landris tries to throw, and he'll get it. He'll get two near the edge, close to being out. And they are out. 28 seconds left. 8-3 now for Noah Landris. And Landris wants to go on his feet. He'll give up the escape here. 8-4. Here's 29, Aiken 9. 4 matches left. Here is Landris underhooked on Cody Meyer with under 7 seconds remaining. He'll try a late throw. Cody blocked it, and looks like he'll go to the third up 8-4 with Noah Landris. 8-4, Landris leading Meyer. Landris' choice, he'll go down. He'll start in a down position. Cody getting some instructions from Coach Jay. And the start. Chopping at the elbow. Landris turning, spinning, gets the reverse. 10-4, Noah Landris. He's got a wing in on Cody. Cody being ushered forward on the mat. Throws the leg across, does Noah Landris. Crossface trying to be in. Now he pushes down on the neck. Minute 35 left in the third. Cody down 10-4, and they stop it for potentially dangerous. Ooh, and that's the pitching arm. Cody back to the middle. Little twinge there by Cody. 1:32 to go. Landris attacks off the start. Cody. Bridges up on one knee, right leg extended out. Now he brings it back in. Minute 20 to go in the third. Landris leading Meyer 10-4, wrestling at 170. Cody almost gets away here. Landris now with a minute 10. Cody on his feet and an escape. So that makes it 10-5. 105 to go in the third. You certainly think that Aiken is thinking bonus points and big bonus points here if they want to get any shot at being back in this. Here's a throw try by Landris. Cody tries to whizzer and counter. Almost caught him. Cody almost got a switch. But they're out of bounds. 59 seconds left. You can smell the sense of urgency by Landris now. Knowing, even though he's ahead, he'd like it to be more than a three-point win for the Gobblers. Meyer, though, wrestling well. He's gotten a couple of escapes. A couple of them optional. One, a couple of that he's earned. 35 seconds left, and they're out of bounds again. Landris is up 10-5. Landris would need a takedown and back points to get it into a major right now. A takedown doesn't do it. It needs to be an eight-point difference. Here's a shot in on the ankle by Landris. And right away, Cody reaches over the back. And now he is just milking time here. 13 seconds, and we get a stalemate. We'll restart with 12.7 on the clock. Landris will try for another throw. Cody defending out of bounds. And with 8 seconds left. Cody pawing at the head. Cody attacks. Defended by Landris, and that's going to be enough to force just a decision. That's a good job by Cody Meyer. You lose the match, but you only give up 3 team points. That makes it 29-12 in favor of Piers.
Are you ready for the big game? It's fast approaching, and we don't want you to miss any of the action. Hi, this is Steve from Radio Shack. Imagine watching the Super Bowl on an 84-inch screen in crystal clear 4K Ultra HD. We can make it happen. With our lineup of LG TVs, we have the TV for you, no matter what size, room, or budget you have. Plus, we offer installation and setup to take the hassle off of you. Throw the ultimate Super Bowl party this year with help from Radio Shack, your LG TV headquarters on the east side of Little Falls.
Welcome back to the Performing Arts Center, where Piers leads Aiken 29-12. We've got Brett Kapster and Jonah Perini on the mat. 182-pound weight class, no score, just underway. And Kapster tripped him down, got two on the edge. 2-0 lead, Kapster. Brett is ranked third, down a class at 170. He's up at 182 tonight. And they will restart with a minute 35 to go. Just looking at the rankings as I go back, when Colt Nyshen's got that 2-second left reversal over Jacob Majes, Majes was ranked seventh at 170. So that's a pretty nice win for Colton. Wrestling a kid up two classes. 1:12 to go. 2-0 lead for Brett Kapster, a champion in South St. Paul on Saturday. And they stop it as Perini gets pushed off into the Aiken bench area. .107 to go. Kapster drives him forward. Brett was a 3-0 winner over Chris Jackson. We've already seen Jackson. He lost 5-2 to Matt Cummett. So Perini lost to Matt Cummett in Little Falls. Perini wrestled 182 in Little Falls. He's at that weight again here tonight. Brett was at 170 at the quad in Little Falls. 32 seconds. Kapster up 2-0 here. Pioneers with the dual lead of 29-12. He's got Perini a little bit to his right side. Perini holding on to the wrist of Brett. the right wrist. Now jumps off to the side a little bit more, does Brett. Now he comes back behind, drives forward, hard cross face in. Must have learned that at home. 2 seconds. And he's trying to run around a half at the end, but the time is out. 2-0, Brett Kapsner. Choice for Brett, defers. Perini says, let's go on our feet here. So, neutral start. Kapsner and Perini underway, second period. And Brett, he's good for one of those a match. Poked in the eye or banged heads. And Brett, and that is an immediate red flag up because Brett has had some concussion problems, and Coach Jensen and Egan immediately out onto the mat, and Brett kind of shaking his head that he's okay, trying to catch his wind a little bit, but that is always a cause for concern. And I know just in visits with Coach Jensen, they monitor that very close. And now they stop the injury time. Brett walks back to the middle. There's a minute 55 in. 2-0 lead for Brett Kapsner. Tries to trip. Gets the leg. Perini sprawling back. Brett now comes up to the waist. Tries to throw from there. And referee says, you're out of bounds. Brett's left foot was just outside the circle. He threw him, but had 1 foot out. So no points there. 2-0. Slap fest right now as Kapsner and Perini lock up. Brett pushing him forward, and Perini steps out, and Kapsner follows shortly thereafter. A win for Kapsner locks up the duel. And not that it is cemented, but it would almost certainly lock up the number one seed in the upcoming Section 718 tournament. 1:21 left in period two. It's 2-0 for Brett Kapsner over Jonah Perini. Brett dives in, Perini able to block. Throw try, and Brett takes him to his back. He's got Perini to his back with a minute 8. He's looking for something tight here. Brett trying to cinch this one down in an emphatic fashion. Perini on his left side. 55 seconds remain. Perini with his shoulder right on the white circle on the outer edge of the mat, about the 1 o'clock position on a clock face, unless you're digital. 42 seconds left. And they're out of bounds. Near fall points, though. 7-0. So it's a 7-0 lead now. 39 seconds remain, period two. Perini gets driven forward. The team sections are hosted by Royalton this year. And that'll be Friday the 13th of February. 20 seconds to go. Kapsner with a wing in on the right arm of Perini. Brett up 7-0. So the night before the big fireman's celebration, Saturday the 14th, team sections. We could have a double celebration Saturday night. 1 second, and that's the end of the period. 7-0 for Brett Kapsner. Kapsner wants to go up. Fresh 2 minutes on the clock. Nope. Kapsner will be riding here. And the start. Driven forward, right in around the waist is Brett Kapsner. Kapsner driving forward. Brett, a sophomore. Perini, a senior. Perini rolled out of bounds. 1:44 to go. 7-0 lead. Brett will try and secure an extra bonus point here. There's going to be a caution on Brett. The bulk of the cautions have been on the Piers kids here tonight. They haven't had any penalty points, but they're anxious. 1:35. In on the waist again. Brett driving forward. Minute and a half to go. Needs 1 point. Turn him once here and get that bonus situation. Perini well aware of that fact. Now Brett buries his arm, or his head, into the left armpit of Perini. Working for leverage. Driving forward here. Perini all underneath. The arms both sucked in under his chest. Now Brett extends the left arm out. 1:05 to go in the match. Perini on his right side. Brett grabbing the left elbow, or left wrist, pulling it back. Perini frees it. Back to his knees now. Under a minute to go. 7-0 lead for Brett Kapsner. Brett chops and throws a headlock in at the edge, but they rumble out of bounds. Brett Kapsner, 45 seconds away from locking up the duel here. Restart in the middle. And a caution on Brett. That's his second. And now we get a clean start. Bridging up to his feet and then sagging back is Perini. But Brett stays in control. 35 seconds remaining. Kapsner is up 7-0 on Jonah Perini of Aiken. Piers will host the individual section team tournament on the 20th and 21st of February. And they're out of bounds. 18 seconds remain in this match. And now Perini's going to have blood time as he comes over to the basket. Brett tonight had a pin over Cameron Schmitz of Painesville. Pioneers defeated Painesville 71-3. Aiken beat Painesville 66-12. Foley and Mora are going at it tonight. I believe it's Foley and Malacca tomorrow night. That's in Malacca, I believe, this year. Royalton Upsala is at Belgrade Brutnell Rosa tonight. The Little Falls Flyers are wrestling at Becker. Here's Perini turning in, and he'll get two on a reverse. 9 seconds left. 7-2 now. Brett will get an escape and make the final 8-2. So Kapsner with an 8-2 win should lock up the duel. 32-12. And even if Aiken pins out, the best they can do is 30 points. So Teddy Daler will check in, and we'll have the 195 Powders next.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Ethan Lochner. We'd like to take this time to thank all our sponsors which allow this event to be broadcast. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Pierce High School be the best. Congratulations to our AAA winners this year, Kyle Becker and Shelby Bozer, as well as our XL winners, Aaron Weber and Noel Ruick. As winter sports seasons are in full swing, come and check out the action. Get involved in Pierce athletics, music, and activities. Happy New Year and go.
All right, welcome back, where Teddy Daler is facing Aiken's Alan Bast at 195. Pierce 32, Aiken 12. Pioneers getting their most recent win from Brett Kapsner, 8-2 over Jonah Perini. Now Bass trying to throw over the other on the near side edge. Foley has beaten Mora tonight, 41-20. Foley at Malacca tomorrow night. Iowa at the University of Minnesota tomorrow night. That's on the Big Ten Network. Piers at Long Prairie Gray Eagle Tuesday night. K through 6 at Cass Lake this weekend. All wrestling action from all ages. Midget wrestling at the Minneapolis Armory. No, I don't think they do that anymore. 20 seconds left. 2-0 lead for Alan Bast. Piers with the duel locked up at 32-12. Again, it was a 46-19. There's Daler switching. Bast and Teddy still working. He'll get one, 2-1 at the end of the period. Good work, Teddy Daler, wrestling right to the horn. So Bast with a 2-1 lead. Bast had a good one with Wentland from Painesville tonight, beating him 3-1. And there's an escape for Teddy again, 2-2. Bass received a forfeit against the Pioneers in Little Falls. He also received a forfeit on Tuesday night against Royalton Upsala, picked up a win tonight. Teddy lost earlier tonight against Wentland of Painesville in a close one. And now Bass goes after the leg, didn't get it. 1.5 to go. Wentland beat Daler 3-1. Here's Bast attacking the right leg of Teddy again. He'll give up the two. 4-2 now for Alan Bast. Bast on the left hip of Teddy Daler, driving him forward. 1:05 to go. Teddy's got a couple of escapes here, trying to bridge himself up now. He rolls. Teddy almost rolled through, reaching up for the head. Bass still with some control. Now getting more in control. Throws that leg in. Secures the lower half of Teddy. Bast is 25-3. Here's Teddy getting away and gets another escape. 4-3. 32 seconds left in the second period. So we'll see. Looks like Austin Gall against Kyle Lynn at 220. And Teddy throws in a hook up near the edge and out of bounds. Teddy, good aggression. He was really watching the Bast-Wentland match in the middle duel. We'll see what he picked up. Again, both on their knees. Final 8 seconds ticking off here at the Performing Arts Center. Now they come back to their feet. 4-3 lead for Aiken's Alan Bast over Teddy Daler of Piers. Teddy, at the end of the period, tried a shot, but he's out of bounds. So 4-3, we go to the third. Bast will be in the down position. Teddy climbs aboard on the right hip side, and we're going to have a caution on Teddy. Just eagerly anticipating that whistle blow. Third period commences. Teddy chops at the right elbow of Bast, driving him forward. He's got a half in on the left side. Alan Bast being driven forward. 1:45 to go. Teddy with that left leg of Bast elevated up. Now he lost the leg. Switches over, jumps to the left hip side. Teddy reaching underneath. Throws almost a kind of a standing half Nelson in there, trying to horse him back down. Bast is up, palms to the mat on his tiptoes. Now Teddy breaks him back down. 1:25 left. Crossface in by Teddy. Now he switches to a half. Still has the leg hooked. Teddy working on the left hip side. 1:12 to go. Bast leading Daler 4-3. Teddy trying to turn him here. Switches over to the right side. Lifts the leg up. Bast trying to move into Teddy. Reaches for Teddy's leg. He's got it. Now he drives forward. And now it's Daler on the defensive. Bast has the right leg of Teddy. And he will go out of bounds. It'll be an escape point for Alan Bast to go up 5-3. 5-3 for Bast with 48 seconds left in the match. And apparently one of the young men has a cut. Blood time called, and it's Teddy Daler. And while there's a break, let's say congratulations to Shelby Bozer of the Pioneers. She was named the Region 5 Girls AAA winner last night. That's Art, Academics, and Athletics. She will represent Piers at state. And during the boys' state basketball tournament. If you're watching on TV, you'll see Shelby. They introduce all the state AAA winners. Teddy's ready to go, so congratulations to Shelby Bowser. Congratulations also to Kyle Becker. He advanced to the regions but didn't advance to state. Here's a throw try near the edge. Teddy almost got it, but they ran out of room. 41 seconds. 5-3, Alan Bast with the lead. We've got boys basketball tomorrow night at 7:30. Belgrade Brutinel Rosa is in town. Teddy goes after the ankle. Bast got away. No points yet, and they're out of bounds. Boy, I like the aggressiveness that Teddy is showing. He is going right at Bast. Needs a takedown to tie it. They're both on their feet. Snap down try by Teddy. Bast blocked that. 18 seconds. Throw try. Again, Bast underhooks Teddy. Teddy pushes forward. Near the edge, Teddy shoots in. He's almost got the leg. Bast able to sprawl those hips back. He's going to hold on and win, but not for lack of effort from Teddy Daler. He's going to lose a couple of close decisions to real good wrestlers here tonight. And there it is, a 5-3 win for Alan Bast. That makes it 32-15 in favor of Pierce.
Are you ready for the big game? It's fast approaching, and we don't want you to miss any of the action. Hi, this is Steve from Radio Shack. Imagine watching the Super Bowl on an 84-inch screen in crystal clear 4K Ultra HD. We can make it happen. With our lineup of LG TVs, we have the TV for you, no matter what size, room, or budget you have. Plus, we offer installation and setup to take the hassle off of you. Throw the ultimate Super Bowl party this year with help from Radio Shack, your LG TV headquarters on the east side of Little Falls.
We've got Austin Gall and Kyle Lynn, and we've got a 2-0 lead for Austin Gall. A quick takedown for Austin. Lynn gets up a little gimpy. Gall also. And it's blood time. Gall got banged as he came in. Coaches Egan, Holland, and Jensen there. Nice pin for Austin Gall in his match against Painesville. He pinned Grant Ludwig, who had pinned Austin in Foley earlier this year. So a good turnaround there. They're checking to make sure that Austin has his eyes. That's the concussion test there, to see if you cup your hands around his eyes and then pull the hands away, see how the pupils react. I like my version better, Pat. I'm not an optometrist, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night. 1:42 to go. Back underway. Gall driving in on Lynn. Lynn trying to stand. Free the hands. Gall still in. Now he switches to a leg and drives forward. Though Lynn, though, has got an underhook. This could get a little awkward for Austin. Gall still, now he reaches underneath for a leg, but Lynn spinning around. Lynn with Gall hugging the leg. Right now it's a neutral position. Now Lynn reaches underneath. A minute 12 to go. 2-0 for Gall, but Lynn. Gall not giving up that leg, though, so as long as he holds that leg, and now the reverse. He gave up the leg, and as soon as that happened, Lynn gets the reverse. 2-2 with a minute to go. And a throw near the edge by Lynn. Lynn faced Teddy Daler in Little Falls. Teddy beat him 8-6. That was 220 there. Gall wrestled heavyweight that night, ended up pinning Aiken's Michael Roth. One match to go after this. 45 seconds left in, and now a 2-2 score between Gall and Lynn. Lynn has the left arm of Gall winged back. Gall with a takedown, Lynn with a reverse here for the points in the first period. Crossface in by Kyle Lynn. Now it's Austin Gall sitting back. Looks like Lynn is thinking about a cradle. Austin pulls Lynn's left arm back. And Austin turns. He's facing into him now from his knees. Austin drives forward. Good aggression by Gall. There's a scramble. Gall still in on the leg, and there's two guys going hard at it with no points. And the period ends. 2-2 after one. They do give Gall the escape. So Gall gets an escape, and he's up 3-2 after one. So Gall gets the escape. Piers leads the duel, 32-15 over Aiken. And Gall goes to work, trying to secure the left leg of Lynn. He does. So the lower half now control. Oh, he lost the leg now. Both legs outside the ankles of Lynn. Austin working on the left hip side, trying to go upper body now. 1:40 to go, second period. Austin Gall. Now Lynn switches, drives forward. He'll get two. And Lynn has taken a 4-3 lead on Austin Gall. And they are out of bounds. And now it's Lynn that looks like he got banged above the left eye. This is Kyle Lynn for the Aiken Gobblers, a junior. His older brother, Jake, is a senior and an outstanding pitcher for the Gobblers. Helped pitch them to their first ever state tournament appearance in baseball last spring. And he's a member of the Cuyuna Range Miners Victory League team. Matter of fact, he was drafted by Fort Ripley in the tournament. Had a big game at Uppsala in the regions. 105 to go, 32-15. Piers in front of Aiken. Lynn riding on Gall here. Lynn has taken a 4-3 lead with a couple of reversals on Austin. Austin's got a takedown and an escape. Now Austin almost spun away, but maintaining control with the left arm is Lynn. 45 seconds left in period two. Now Gall lifting. He'll switch and get two. Austin Gall able to turn the tables. And Gall is back in front, 5-4. 35 seconds left. Gall chops at the right elbow. Now he goes to work, grabbing for an ankle. Gall has Lynn underneath, but Lynn reaching back for a leg here. 20 seconds left. Gall across the shoulders on the back of Lynn. Lynn leans back into Austin and gets him in a Gramby. He got a one count on him, no near fall. So now Lynn is up 6-5, throws a headlock on, back points now, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and there's the period. And that'll give Kyle Lynn the 9-5 lead. The reversal made it 6-5, and then he got three near fall. So 9-5 for Lynn over Gall after two. Gall will go on his feet here. That's his choice. So Austin needs a takedown and back points, but it's Lynn that's attacking first. Neutral right now. They've both got a leg. Austin. Now Lynn switching. Lynn, he's going to get this tight. Lynn has it pretty tight on Austin Gall here. With a ton of time left. Lynn cranking down. Austin's in trouble and he got pinned. Kyle Lynn with the pin. And it's 32-21. We've got one match to go at heavyweight. They're going to be a forfeit here. They're not going to send Brad Daler out. It looks like Michael Roth will get the forfeit. And that's going to do it. A forfeit win makes the final. Piers 32, Aiken 27, much closer second time around. Will there be a third meeting? Who's got nine is the final answer that we're looking for. 32-27, we'll be back to wrap this one up and put an end to the night after this on You Are There Sports.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Ethan Lochner. We'd like to take this time to thank all our sponsors which allow this event to be broadcast. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Pierce High School be the best. Congratulations to our AAA winners this year, Kyle Becker and Shelby Bozer, as well as our XL winners, Aaron Weber and Noel Ruick. As winter sports seasons are in full swing, come and check out the action. Get involved in Piers athletics, music, and activities. Happy New Year.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. Are you thinking of buying a home this year?
If so, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771. Let me help you find the home that fits your needs. Remember, Dave Fisher at 320-232-7771. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
The Insurance Shop, with offices in Pierce and Foley, would like to ask you these simple questions. Are you adequately covered in the event that you're involved in an auto accident? What are your limits of liability? If you're injured or cause injury, are you covered? What members of your household are covered? Are you maximizing your savings under your current policy? For answers to these questions and more, contact the Insurance Shop. Ron works with 15 different auto companies, so he's able to find you the best policy to fit your auto insurance needs. In the Pierce area, call him at 468-6177, and in the Foley area, give him a call at 968-6217. The Insurance Shop, your independent insurance agent, a proud supporter of our local student athletes.
Now that the holidays are over, why not treat yourself to what you really want, like a new phone or tablet from Verizon Wireless? Hi, this is Steve from Radio Shack. Stop in now for a great deal on one of the hottest phones, like the Samsung Galaxy S5 or LG G3. Or check out one of the many Verizon tablets, like the Verizon Ellipsis 7, for free after $70 mail-in rebate debit card. It's New Year's sale going on now at Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer on the east side of Little Falls.
New 2-year activation, upgrade, early termination, and other fees may apply. Coverage details at Verizon.
Pierce pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available, like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, pioneers.
Hi. This is David Rushlow with the Pierce Fire Department, and I would like to invite you to the Pierce Fire Department Benefit and Celebration on Saturday, February 14th at the Pierce Ballroom. We'll have fun for you, your sweetheart, and the whole family. There will be drawings for firearms, jewelry certificates, a trip for two to Las Vegas, and several live auction items. There will be classic rock and roll by Loose Talk and a firefighter beauty contest. You won't want to miss it. Again, this is February 14th at the Pierce Ballroom. Doors will open at 7 p.m. Donations are $5 at the door, with all proceeds going to support the fire department. See you there.
All right, the Pierce Pioneers sweep a triangular tonight, defeating Painesville 71-3, and they defeat Aiken 32-27 in a match that just ended. Let's take a look now at the individual matches in this Pierce-Aiken matchup. It started with a tech fall for Reese Kapsner over Luke Pilarski, 18-2 to put the Pioneers up 5-0. Then Jake Andries, a hard-fought 4-2 win over Silas Berg. That made it 8-0. Brandon Ortman with a pin over Jake Broughton. That gave the Pioneers a 14-0 lead after three matches. Bryce Haugley got Aiken on the board with an 11-9 overtime win over Luke Gertz. That made it 14-3. Tyler Bear then picked up a pin over Andrew Tamala, and the lead was 5 at 14-9. Pierce then rattled off four straight wins. Jalen Jansen starting the run with a 12-7 victory over Jacob Haugestuen. That put Pierce up 17-9. Lane Gertz, a 4-0 decision over Dan Nordine, made it 20-9. Colton Eichen's pin over Jake Peterson, 26-9. And then Matt Cummett, a 5-2 decision over Chris Jackson, made it 29-9. Noah Landris got a win for Aiken, decisioning Cody Meyer 10-5. That made the score 29-12. Brett Kapsner wrapped up the duel with an 8-2 win over Jonah Perini. That put the match out of reach, securing the win at 32-12. Alan Bast, a 5-3 win over Teddy Daler at 195, made it 32-15. Kyle Lynn ended up pinning Austin Gall. That made it 32-21. And then Michael Roth received a forfeit at heavyweight for the Gobblers to make the final. Pierce 32 and Aitken 27. So that should all but lock up the number one seed over the rest of the field here in Section 7A. The section tournament is 2 weeks from tomorrow night. The team section finals, semis, and finals will be held at Royalton High School this year. Friday the 13th will be section tournament action for team. Pioneers, with the results tonight, should have that number one seed all but locked up. They've beaten everybody else, including Aitken twice. A close win over Holdingford, but Holdingford has slipped a little bit lately. I'm not sure if they've got some guys out right now or what, but they right now have taken some losses. And you figure Black Duck, Cass Lake, Bina, in some order, after Piers, it should go Aitken, Black Duck, Holdingford, maybe in that exact order. Black Duck has beaten Aitken in their head-to-head. So we'll see, but that's 2 weeks from tomorrow night. Team sections at Royalton. So that'll do it for us here tonight. The Pioneers sweep at home. Will they see Aitken a third time this season? The first meeting in Little Falls went to Piers 46-19. Much tighter this time. Aitken tightening it up. The Pioneers still enough to prevail. 32-27. The final score from the Performing Arts Center here at Piers Healy High. Now the rest of the week, we've got boys hoops action coming for you tomorrow night. We'll be across the hallway over at Memorial Athletic Center, where the Pioneer boys will welcome in Belgrade Brutinel Rosa for a 7:30 tip-off. And then on Saturday afternoon, the boys have a matinee appearance in Painesville, 2:30 for the varsity start there against the Bulldogs. Painesville is joining the Central Minnesota Conference next year. So a little bit of a preview of a future conference opponent, not this year, but next. Painesville will be part of the CMC. Rockford is leaving the conference. So that'll do it for us tonight. We'll try and get you word on the URTheresports.com Facebook page on the girls' basketball result. They were home tonight against Kimball. Piers over Aitken, 32-27. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll see you tomorrow night. Boys Hoops takes over center stage. The Jaguars of BBE are in town. We'll see you then.